Hey there.
Listen, y'all, Caitlin texted me this morning and goes, Kyrie is out with an ACL tear. And I went, I am literally in the worst, most horrible, no good, very bad mood, but we have to talk about it. And she goes, good, because I'm also in a horrible mood.
So, glad we're here.
And I was like, oh, we have to talk. So, yeah, here we're both in bad moods, but you will never know after, besides the fact that we just told you. So with that being said, we'll get right into it because I don't think, as you know, we may be having a bad day, but Mavs have had a lot of bad days lately. And y'all know I'm not a Mavs fan, but I am a Cowboys fan. So I'm wearing this in solidarity with the Dallas community.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I have a song to play.
Is it a sad one? I don't know if I can handle a sad song.
Are you ready? This is for, you know, RIP Dallas Mavericks from whenever they started to
circa March. 2025.
Circa
baby.
2025. Are you ready? Just imagine their faces like half transparent. Yeah, that was for you, Dallas. Oh, that was so mean of me. I'm so sorry.
I cannot imagine being a Dallas Mavericks fan today.
Listen, I thought that being a Cowboys fan was like the lowest that you could get. Like the most highs of thinking that you're going to get somewhere and then just to be let down. But wow. Dallas Mavericks, you have outdone yourselves.
That's what I was going to say. You have outdone yourselves.
Pat yourself on the back, girl. You.
Nico, listen, so if you don't know, I'm just like, we'll get into it. Everyone should probably know at this point. Yeah.
You know, because I just opened the episode with it.
All the above. Well, so I guess like, Kyrie tore his ACL in a game yesterday. There was like a play where he was going up, I think, to do a layup. Got an and one. I don't even think he made it. So I think he just shot two free throws.
He had two free throws.
But you could see in the video his knee like buckle, like completely buckle under him.
He knew.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely knew. Yeah, he laid on the ground in excruciating pain, obviously. Everything was kind of stopped. And then he got up, shot his free throws with tears streaming down his face, and then was helped off the court. And I was so sad for him. It was giving Klay Thompson vibes in the worst way when Klay came back out to shoot his free throws before
and Jamal,
his two-year like injury. And Jamal
brings it all back.
It's awful.
This is like the worst news ever, obviously. Like, because if you even had little hope left, like if you weren't just a Luka fan, like if you were a diehard Mavs fan, like have been a Mavs fan, and you know, you stuck with your team even after that like god awful trade, like this literally is the worst case scenario. Nico comes out and he says, we're in a win now, like win now and like in the next couple years, you know, or for the next couple years mode.
Yep.
And you get like a glimpse with Anthony Davis and it's like, okay, like maybe things will be okay. Like he looks great. And then he goes down.
Yeah. You know, they had like lively. 36 minutes of peace.
Yeah.
Seeing how good AD played. Yeah.
And it looked great. Like I've said, I keep telling people, I'm like, I kept saying, I was like, Mavs fully healthy. Like that little glimpse really scared me. Like, you know, it's almost like before you were like those small ball teams could destroy you. But now it's like, if you have multiple like 7-footers, like they can destroy everyone else. So you had that like little glimpse of relief it felt, and then he was gone. So it's already like you're pissed. Like, you know, I mean, not that you weren't. But then like it all like depended on everyone being healthy and Kyrie. And now everyone knows how ACLs work. It's so far late in the season that he's not playing next season. Like
he's not playing at all next season, and possibly even like the playoffs next season.
Well, I'm saying he is. I don't think he's playing at all next year. Just because like all those guys, you know, that's what happened with Jamal. Like Jamal tore his, and you know, he was obviously out for the, like same time ish. And then he came back, and like the like hope prayer was that he might be available for the playoffs, and it didn't work out. And I was reading some stuff early. I guess like out of all the games played, like Kyrie averages like missing like 20 games a season ish. So if you already kind of average like that, like he's, I just don't think there's any way he's coming back in the playoffs. If that's like already what you miss, like I don't think they're going to risk it. Like by just being like, oh, straight off injury. Well, time to save the franchise.
Let's go save the season. Yeah
let's go save the season. So it's really, really bad. And then now, I mean, he's 32, I believe.
He's 32, yeah.
So you're missing your 33 year. Anthony Davis is about to be 33. And he's not like the obvious healthiest guy in the world. You know, he was having a much better season the past couple years, but then now he's had this remaining lingering, you know, I love my word, niggling issue. It was in my book. It was in my book last week. And I was like, I almost sent you a picture.
Delicious.
But then also you have to think about like you, so you lose this season. Essentially it's over to me.
They've got nothing not going left. Anywhere. I mean, besides the fact that Luka's gone, Kyrie and AD are hurt.
Yeah.
Your team now depends on a washed Klay Thompson and the rest of your injured players. Spencer Dinwiddie. It's not even it's not even just Kyrie and AD, like Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, Jaden Hardy got hurt in the third quarter and he went down too. And
this
so
is
it's
me
like
if I'm a Mavs fan.
Oh, literally the eye twitch. Like I would actually just I would keep the eye twitch forever if I were a Mavs fan, because you've got nothing.
you've got nothing. Like nothing. And Klay Thompson can step up in some of these games, but he's not the like every game consistent Klay Thompson where you don't have to worry about a thing.
He's not the Klay of the past.
No, I mean, he's older. It's like, cut him some slack. We'll cut him some slack.
I know.
But it's just like, that's like, he can't do that himself. Like he can't do it all.
Yeah.
And so you have to think that you've lost this season now, which is already bad enough that you're not going at least to the Western Conference Finals. You were just in the finals. Then you decide to make this lunacy is what that trade was. Lunacy. Literal idiotic. And especially now that Luka is, of course, you know, back to like playing pretty damn good. Yeah. And AD's not even playing. So it's like you traded the guy that was just coming back, and now your guy
for
that you got
potato chips
isn't playing. So you've got this season gone. You've got next season gone, most likely. And then every player says that they don't even feel that great and like back to themselves until that second season after the ACL, because you're playing so like so timid and
scared.
And I was listening to some people talk about the surgery, and like of course it's a lot less invasive, and you know, he's like getting a whole new ACL, but it's the cartilage like around the bone. Yeah. Like you don't get that back. The cartilage around your ACL. So that's what's scary once you're coming back. Yeah. And you know, you're scared of like jumping and scared of being aggressive and how you're landing. So that puts what Kyrie, like not till he's 35, maybe kind of back to playing Kyrie ball, and Anthony Davis, 35, almost 36.
Yeah.
I'd be in hell. Oh my goodness. Harrison. I don't know why I always call him Nico Collins.
Hey,
Nico
Harrison. That's another Texas player, football player, but same vibes.
Nico Harrison, I hope you are hiding in a safe house right now, because no one would be safe from my wrath. Like Nico, especially like before I was like, okay, like now we're taking it like, you know, like whatever, like it's over. No, I'm back on the, nope. He's pitchforks. I'm outside his house.
I am
pitchforks
big on the window. Nico train. Yep.
I don't
literally
do it.
I like I always us? Joke. Yeah, literally. I always joke that I always like to joke, you know, that like I could never imagine, you know, like being one of those people that like show up to someone's house with like signs and you're just shouting and I'm like, I might do that to Nico.
I fear I would.
I might find myself there. I just like, I literally like, cause, and someone said like, oh, what does this have to do with Nico? And like, Jordan Clarkson your ass. Okay.
Squabble up, Nico Harrison.
Yeah.
Your days are limited. Your days are limited.
I literally was going to ask you if you're the Mavs like owners, like
I don't think they
I don't think they do either.
No, I think the Mavs, I think the conspiracy that they're trying to literally, because if you didn't also see as if it's not worse enough for Mavs fans, yesterday they announced that they were increasing season ticket prices by 8.9%.
8%.
For what?
For what?
For who? What team?
To There's watch no the one. G League? Be what so are we for real.
I don't understand.
I'm like actually baffled.
With Conspiracy Corner, a lot of people were saying that that's like literal key to trying to get your franchise moved because everyone's been saying that the old lady wants the casino, the old lady owner, and you can't build a casino in Texas. They're not going to let her do that, of course, because she wants to build a new arena with a casino in it. And Texas ain't going to let that happen because Texas does not do gambling, okay? So she wants it in Vegas, everyone's assuming, because she already owns casino. She's like a big casino person already, like owns a bunch or whatever. I'm sure her and her husband or whatnot. Anyway, so everyone was saying, I guess, like the key to pretty much ruining your franchise to forcing the league to move it is like trading your franchise player. Increasing ticket prices, basically like making the fans hate you so much that like no one's showing up. Like no one's
coming. You're just losing money at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of people assume that that's like what the owners, like why they were like, I don't care about Luka. Like they're not basketball people. Like at least Mark Cuban, well, he's an interesting individual.
Yeah.
Like is obsessed with basketball. Like has always been obsessed with the Mavs.
And he loves the Dallas Mavericks. Exactly.
Loves the Dallas Mavericks. And he doesn't have the enough shares to have a say anymore. Like,
and that's like, and I think like that's what upsets me the most. I wonder if Mark Cuban feels bad because,
oh, he's,
and I just
so
say that
does.
Because like, I feel like, you know, like since he's been the owner, he has worked really hard to try to make like the Mavericks happen, you know, like, and it worked and you have all these amazing players and he was so proud of like that team. Yes. And you know, he was so proud of the team and what they've built and their arena.
And he loved Luka.
Yes, loved Luka. And then obviously, you know, he no longer has a big say because he gave up part of his ownership. And then
I think he ran into some money troubles. I
think
people were saying that he like ran into like a little money trouble and had to do that.
I believe that.
But I'm sure he's kicking himself in the ass right now, as he should.
Oh, he's got to be. And like I said, like, so someone I was saying earlier, I saw the post for Kyrie from Shams, whatever. And tomato, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. Dang it. Say brain. Anyway, so
Caitlin I wish you guys knew how often. What did we? I have to find the jinx. First of all, we text each other literally because if you didn't know, as if we haven't said enough, we often text like during. Well, often we like pretty much are always texting like during games, and
live texting each
other. We literally during the Celtics Nuggets game, I guess CB had like a dunk or something. I don't know, but we literally both just said in all caps CB at the same
time. CB
118. And we do that like 5 times a game, but yeah. So when we do it,
we have
like
the
in person,
same
though,
reactions.
Like, yeah, like oh, okay, so, I hate us. We're gross. Okay.
Yeah, we always get like really triggered. We're just like ew every time.
Why? One brain cell, two gals.
But
two
I
gals,
saw
one brain cell.
Two gals, one brain cell. They should no. I'm not even gonna go there. Never mind. Anyway, so I saw his post and I was just like, F you, Nico. I hope, yeah. like, you know, I'm so sad for Kyrie. And someone was like, what does this have to do with Nico? And I just want to say, like, did Nico go and tear his ACL? Like Kyrie's ACL? No. But Nico did trade a 25-year-old franchise player for a 31, almost 32-year-old, if not already 32-year-old.
No, I think AD is 32 turning 33. I'll look it up while you.
Okay. Yep. But so you know, you trade him for an early 30s injury prone player. And while he has been having more healthy seasons recently.
Oh, he's 31. You were right.
He's 31. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you trade him, you trade a 25-year-old franchise player, one of the best offensive players that we will probably ever see in the NBA. And you trade him for a 31-year-old injury prone. What?
Anthony Davis's birthday is in like a week. So technically he's perfect. 32.
Same vibes. Same thing. We're both right. And you trade him away for a guy that's injury prone. Like I said, like he's had a couple of healthy seasons recently, blah, blah, blah. That's awesome. He's amazing. He was literally having like an MVP / DPOY caliber season for the Lakers. I mean, truly was going off.
Yeah.
And he gets traded, you know, to the Mavs. And again, like just because he's been healthier as of late doesn't mean that he's not an injury prone player. And his first game back, he gets injured. You already don't have Luka. You traded Luka away.
He didn't even play the full game. Like he didn't even make it an entire game.
Yep. So you lose him. You're already out. You know, you're already out Gafford. You're already out Lively. You're already out all these other guys who Dwight Powell was out, you know, you're missing so many players. And then now you have your entire franchise in this entire season on Kyrie Irving's back. And while Kyrie is a pretty healthy guy, he's also had injuries in the past. He is not like, you know, he never plays 100% of games.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's not like a Steph Curry or like a Mikal Bridges or someone that you can, you know, constantly see playing, you know, most games every season. He is someone that does take time off for rest and for injury rehabilitation and management and things like that. And he does get like small injuries here and
every year. Yeah. So, kind of like he's always, you know, he's not like one of those guys that's out all of it. But yeah, there's always like a stretch of like three games here and like three games there.
Totally. Yep. And so you put an entire like franchise and seasons like playoff hopes in the hands of him leading an already incredibly injured, now very young team, because you're now dealing with your rookies and some G leaguers coming up, you know, for two-way contracts and these other young guys that don't get a lot of minutes. And he's supposed to be leading all of them. And he, over the last 6 weeks, has averaged the most minutes per game out of anyone in the NBA. Kyrie Irving, the guy that, he just came back from an injury himself, you know, like 2 months ago. So it's not like he's like perfect and totally normal and like whatever. And so he was playing 39 minutes a game, 39 minutes a game for 6 weeks. And so did Nico Harrison tear Kyrie's ACL? No, but the choices that Nico Harrison made.
But look who's playing right now.
Directly affected it.
And look who's not. And look who's hot. Look what team is hot right now. And what team is now on the second seed right now. And who's not. It looks so bad. And so my question for you, Caitlin, is, do you think they have to trade Anthony Davis as soon as they can?
I'm going to say no. And the reason that I say that is unless Nico gets fired. I think that Nico, which I said last time, is a sociopath. I also think that he is an egotistical maniac, narcissist. What else can I say? He's someone
now he's going to be an asshole though and be like, well, I guess we'll never know because now everyone's out.
Exactly. Exactly. People were saying like he's going to use all these are freak injuries. He's going to use that as his cop out for everything. And like, that's fine. But like, these were still your decisions that were made based on a horrible, horrible trade decision that you made in the first place that not a single person has been like, you know, that's a pretty good idea. No
to
one
me,
has
I'm
said
like,
that.
Which player in the trade is playing and which one isn't?
Yes, literally. And not only is Luka playing, but he's now playing well. Like he's falling back into it. His 3-point shot has returned and he's, you know, making, he's being a playmaker. He's being a lot more aggressive and a lot more comfortable for the Lakers now that he's one, gotten back from his injury and two, kind of really integrated himself onto this team. And so like, I just think that like Nico this entire time has been so like, whatever, like so nonchalant about it. Like he's just kind of like joked during pressers and just been like so just lacks empathy to the nth degree. Like he's got
apathetic.
Yes. And he just like, he doesn't care. He's like sitting there giggling at pressers. And I'm like, this stuff like isn't funny to literally anyone. Like, and you're just giggling and you're like, and like he won't step back either. Like he's standing down. He's saying that what he did was still good.
The thing is for me, now that you have Kyrie literally out of the picture for the next two seasons, like you're going to bank on Kyrie coming back after injury and Anthony Davis, you know, like then like you're going to bank on that duo being 33, 34 or whatever it's going to be. I just don't, well, more like 34, like to get a shot again. I just don't, this is why we thought the trade was ridiculous because of the age. You know what I mean? Like these play, like, and again, I'm not saying Anthony Davis is like hobbling down the court right now, but when you're talking about your future, like you had a guy that was objectively better of a player than Anthony Davis. Like not that again, Anthony Davis is a scrub or something, but
he's
objectively,
amazing,
you know, Luka, like his accolades go, you know, few and far between like that. So to me, I just think like you have to almost get rid of Anthony Davis ASAP so that you can get some young guys in there because you're out Kyrie now. And then, you know, like Anthony Davis isn't going to be the only guy to lead your team, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I'm sure plenty of teams would cut their arm to get Anthony Davis as well. But it is a $60 million contract. But the thing is after, I think it's next season, Kyrie's a free agent.
Yeah.
So you don't even know, he has a player option. So you don't even know what's happening with your team. So that's why, like, I was curious to hear your thoughts because I've seen a lot of people talking about it today. It's like almost like you might have to trade Anthony Davis if you want to salvage anything of your next couple seasons.
Well, and you know what? Like, you make a really good point, too, just, like, about that. Not only with age and just, like, you know, the injury proneness, but obviously Kyrie having the player option and having the ability to opt out if he wants to and become a free agent. But we also didn't really think about the fact that they also traded away Quentin Grimes. You don't have a point guard anymore. Who's your point guard?
He's been playing well, too, hasn't he?
Well, he had the 50 point game against the Warriors. Of course he did on national television.
I was watching him the other day and I thought he had like a decent game. I mean, like he's not
He's been doing well overall. He's had a couple.
Oh, yeah. He had 44 points. That's probably what it was, the game against Golden State. And then, like not so great some other games.
I'm going to look at this.
I mean, 76ers aren't good in general, so they're screwed.
I mean, like, Spencer Dinwiddie. I mean, Jaden Hardy's injured, so you can't even do that. The only guards you have left are Dante Exum. Jaden Hardy's injured. Kyrie Irving's injured. Spencer Dinwiddie and Max Christie.
Hey, Max Christie's a baller. I feel bad for him, actually, because he was balling out. And now
I'm excited for Max Christie. I think that, you know, he'll get an even bigger opportunity now. But I mean, so you have to start Max Christie and Spencer Dinwiddie. Those are your guards. So, and then obviously you've got Clay at the three, Najee Marshall.
I keep forgetting about Clay.
Yeah, poor Clay. Poor guy.
That was me last time with the I keep forgetting about some of these trades. It's like I see it and I like have like a jumper on the screen because I'm like, who was it? The game last night. It was Caris LeVert playing for the Hawks because he got like the buzzer beater to win that game against the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was Caris LeVert with a buzzer beater. I like, where is the Cavs? I'm so confused.
The Cavs are not playing here. Yeah, like, no, it was
not happening right now.
Did you see that play? It was so good. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It was that the
Dyson Daniels.
Poor Desmond Bane. He had like a 30-point triple-double and like was playing incredibly. And then the last 3 minutes made the most like back-to-back-to-back-to-back boneheaded plays I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know. He had such a good game.
But would you trade Anthony Davis then? Personally,
now that you know what, after we've talked about it, I mean, I guess probably.
Did it have time to marinate with you?
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, just like looking at their roster, like if you trade Anthony Davis to a team that'll probably still be a contender in the next couple of years, let him heal and everything like that, and then get a couple of players that you can play right now. I mean, they have no one. They literally have no one anymore. I mean, like with Kyrie and Jaden Hardy. Yeah, with Kyrie and Jaden Hardy both now being out, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford. They just put Caleb Martin in the G League. So he's probably ramping up to come back, but he's a forward. What are you going to do with him? And then Derek Lively. So, I mean, you don't have a roster. You literally have probably like eight playable guys. And Klay Thompson played 25 minutes and was a minus 30 yesterday.
Yeah, that's my thing is I'm like, if you're waiting, if you're going to be like, well, Kyrie's going to be back. I'm like, you're waiting in 2 years for like Klay to be like, how old's Klay right now?
Klay's 35.
Yeah. So Klay's going to be, Klay's probably not going to be in the league, let's be honest, in 2 years. I don't know. Who knows? But
Klay doesn't want to play that long.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think he wants to play that long. Like, you've got to get some new... It's almost like you're forcing yourself into a rebuild because of what you've done. Like, because, Nico, of what you've done. And now you have... And it just looks even worse because the Lakers were really good to start the year and then they were okay. And mind you, this isn't... You know, LeBron has been playing out of his... Like, literally out of his mind, okay? So I'm not saying that, like, Luka has suddenly, like, made them a team that LeBron was failing them. Like, no. I'm just saying... Luka now is back. Like, the Lakers are rolling, okay? Like, I think they've had, like, some easy games, you know? So I'll be interested to... I mean, I'm really interested to see how the, like, 2-3-4, like, seeds shake out. I think the Nuggets have the chance to be back in the 2-seed with a win tonight, I think.
I don't Luckily, know. The Lakers play...
Dead inside.
I know, I know. I'm like, so stressed. Luckily, the Lakers play the Knicks tonight!
No!
Oh, tonight. Oh, that's no! so annoying. I was going to say, they play the Knicks on Thursday.
Oh, do the Nuggets not play tonight? Oh, we don't. We play tomorrow. Oh, and my
the
gosh.
The Celtics.
So the Lakers have the chance now to be two games above us. I'm going to crash out on live camera.
On live television.
On live television. You guys are all watching
The Lakers play the Knicks and then the Celtics on Saturday, though. And so that's a couple of tough games.
Yeah, but you want to know who the Nuggets play soon? Back-to-back in their home territory?
Games.
Just OKC on Sunday. And then Monday, back-to-back. We play them a back-to-back in Oklahoma City. I'm in hell. I'm literally in hell. I'm going to play, if you've been to Denver, Colorado, I'm about to go lie down on Peña Boulevard right now. Like, take me out. Take me out. I can't. And then you have Shea, who's decided he has to seal his stupid MVP case and is like, you guys went scoring? Like, I'll just take 500 more shots a game. And you have J-Dub putting up awesome performances now. So now their offense looks as unbeatable as, not unbeatable, but it looks almost as good as their defense. I am bitter. And at least I'll admit it, okay? Self-reflection's important. What do you want? What are you looking at?
Should we jump off a bridge?
My sources say no. Boring. Damn it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to suffer. And you know what? I fear that Sunday or Monday, unless Like if Shay has a monster performance, if Shay has a monster performance and Jokic has like a quiet performance, I fear it's over. But if Shay puts up another one of his stupid 45-5, but Jokic puts up like 35-15-15, I think the race is still on.
Yeah, if
the Nuggets got the win, which if you'll remember, we were the first team to beat them in the first two weeks of the season.
That is so true.
And we just got Peyton Watson back. Thank God. He said Ojo back. I'm so excited. Yet so nervous. Because, you know, you can't breathe near Mr. Gilgeous Alexander.
Did you see his game yesterday?
Yes.
It was such an ethical, good game.
He still had like 10 free throws. Jokic, mind you, had 0 free throw attempts the other day. And he was bleeding from his arm, and it resulted in Celtics
free throws.
You can't make this shit up. You literally can't. Like, it's almost comical to me at this point. And again, is it fair that Shay is literally looking like Kobe right now? Not really, but
you can stop.
Yeah, this is again because you Thunder fans are so aggressive. Yeah, this is nothing but like a compliment to his ability to score is like, we often say we don't like him, and I say I don't like him again. I say this, you know, once an episode. It's never because of the ability. It's I don't like when he does the grifting stuff and the like foul baiting. I don't like that. But when he's doing his natural, like he's incredible. Okay. He's incredible. He is one, like, literally,
so mad.
You know, every day you watch and see, like, is he going to have an off night where he's just, like, not making shots? Doesn't really happen that often, okay? Like, occasionally he'll have, like, I think he's
every couple months.
I'm sure he's literally only had, like, a handful of under 40% shooting, maybe. Like, I don't know. So I don't want anyone to take it the wrong way. Like, it's like, a bitter, like, Jokic fan thing, but it's, like, lighthearted. Like, he annoys me to all end because he's like, he's incredible.
Because
okay.
I
think he's going to be, I think he's going to be incredible for years to come. So that's why everyone's like, well, if Shay doesn't get it this year, then when's he going to get it? I think he's going to be around for a while. Okay.
I think he's going to have plenty of opportunity.
I don't think he's going to drop off next season, actually. have some faith. So I think
he's
going to
keep pissing us off.
I think it might be a battle between Jokic and Shay for like the next and Cade probably upcoming. I would say in the next like few years, it's probably going to be like Jokic, Shay, Cade. And then, but Jokic is 30, so he's going to get older. And okay.
Can we talk about how LeBron is 40 years old and literally in the MVP conversations?
No, it's so annoying. LeBron, chill, my guy. Like, go
Take
hang
a
out with
freaking Zuri. Nap.
Go God. Play some golf. Go like you and no,
travel.
Well, I don't know. Go with your wife on. Take her to on. She's probably wanted to go on a vacation for a while now. Okay, like a long one.
Like for like Savannah, the rest of your lives.
She's like the most beautiful woman I've literally ever seen in my life. She's so stunning. She's so cute. I love her little TikToks with Zuri and the kids. It's so funny. So yeah. LeBron, chill out, dude. Kayla and I both are so busy today, so we aren't going to have like our usual hour for you. We just wanted to like almost like an emergency pod come on here just so we could chit chat with you guys about the poor state of the Dallas Mavericks. You're in our thoughts, all of the fans, and we're really, 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 really sorry.
Thoughts and prayers. I'm so like, I hate being such an empath. I hate being such an empath because I'm like, I feel it so deeply and I'm not even a Mavs fan. I'm like, that's so tragic.
Yeah, it's not looking good. So we're sorry.
But thanks for, you know, hanging out with us on this random Tuesday for 30 minutes. We had so
much
fun. My
mood's a little bit better.
We're so happy to... I'm fine. I need a nap and then mine will be better.
I'm fine. I don't have time for a nap, but it's okay.
I don't really either, but I'm gonna make time. Because I will pass out. I've been awake since 5 this morning with a crying 3-year-old.
Yay!
So
yay, I love it here. If you haven't subscribed already, I just want you to know that my mom called me yesterday and found out that we were like 8 away from 2200. And she literally said, what is wrong with people? She was really upset that you guys hadn't subscribed. What's and I was like, people? Okay, chill out, mom. But like, fair. So if you haven't subscribed yet, my mom's mad at you. And do you want that?
And that's not a good place to be.
You shouldn't. Kim's scary. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, all the things, share with, you know, people. We've had a lot of new people. So thank you to all the people that are new here. And this is like some of your first times. We love talking to y'all more about sports, you know.
And we get so excited when we see,
we get so excited when you guys come over to other things and they're like, just found you on YouTube. It's so exciting. So do that. Mm-hmm. And we'll respond and tell you we love you, even though we don't really know you.
Literally. Cry everywhere because we're literally so grateful. So yes, like, comment, subscribe, go follow us on our other socials, and we will either be back later this week, early next week, blah blah blah, go team.
Probably later this week, maybe, who knows? There's a lot maybe like a happening. Friday. We'll see. Next week's gonna be insane, especially with the Nuggets Thunder games. Hopefully they're good games and there's something to talk about. What?
Me and Spencer are gonna be together next week. Yeah.
Oh yes, not this weekend. Next weekend. And Caitlin and I will definitely worry. The Lakers are playing and the Wizards are playing, which Caitlin's very excited about. So we're definitely going to go to the Wizards game and TBD on the Lakers game, because the Lakers tickets always end up being like playoff game 7 tickets sometimes. So we're going to keep our eye. So and expensive. If we can get a good deal, we're going to go to both because that's who we are. We love you and I hope you all have a happy rest of your Tuesday. I hate Tuesdays and I don't really like today. So hopefully you Tuesdays have a much better day. And yes, I talk about this often and we will probably talk to you later. I don't know. Just hang around and find out. Okay.
See you soon. Bye.
See ya.